Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hola, sí. ¿Puedo hablar con Jorge?
So what do you want?
Yes. Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, television?
Nah.
Okay. Are you 20 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50? Will you not vote?
I'm definitely voting.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Hispanic, but I'm an American. I was born and raised here.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm an American. I just told you that.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm 36.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. Use 10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
I mean, I don't think it's that important. Regardless, they're coming out. Same people that are trying to stop the drugs are the ones pushing them, so nah, I don't care for it.
So from 0 to 10, what will be the rate?
0.
Okay. Next one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, that's a 10.
Okay, next one, making college more affordable.
10.
Last one, improving improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic or Latino community?
I mean, I think it's getting worse because of the current president and all the propaganda they push. So, yeah, it's getting worse.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, about the same, or
is what health for the Latino community?
Yeah, health outcomes in general.
Health, like my health, like getting sick, or
yeah,
health
exactly.
Or getting sick?
No, health, like you, but you're getting sick.
I mean, is this just targeting the Latinos? I mean, I don't understand. If I was born and raised here, why am I still categorized under that? Like, I'm trying to understand this whole concept of this question. I really don't care for that community, tell you the truth. I'm Hispanic, but that doesn't matter to me.
All right. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? Heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes.
Open borders. The open borders. The borders being open. That's what's affecting the communities, every community. That's what's bringing in the drugs and everything else. So
okay.
That's my answer for that question.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support.
I think it's stupid.
Okay. Moving adults who can work or quit cigarettes to less harmful small free tobacco and nicotine products.
That's stupid. I don't care for those questions. Whoever chooses to smoke, they do it out of their freedom of will. So that's on them. I don't care for any of that.
All right. Now I'd like to ask if you're familiar with several different small free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar. The first one, heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
Next one, oral nicotine pouches.
Nope, not familiar.
electric cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar.
Very assault weapons.
Did you say assault weapons?
No, very or somewhat.
Very.
All right. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for this change? More government restrictions and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
More education about smoking now, and... Now, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more.